If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Yes, failure, most of all. The greatest teacher, failure is.
It's inevitable to lose now and again. The trick is not to make a habit of it.
I failed.
Why do we fall, sir? So that we can learn to pick ourselves up.
The art of losing. Losing teaches us more than winning ever could. The art is in the rise after the fall. Losing strips away the noise. It exposes the raw edges of our determination and desire. Without mastering the art of losing, you can't master the art of winning.
I hate to lose, but I think losing has brought me to here today. It's the only reason I am who I am, is because of my losses. Some of them are extremely painful, but I wouldn't take any of them away.
You come to see that a man learns nothing from winning. The act of losing, however, can elicit great wisdom, not least of which is how much more enjoyable it is to win.
The best in the world are not the best because they win every point. It's because they know they lose again and again and have learned how to deal with it.
You are not ready.
I know.
Like everyone else, you want to learn the way to win, but never to accept the way to lose. To accept defeat, to learn to die, is to be liberated from it. So when tomorrow comes, you must free your ambitious mind and learn the art of dying.
I hate to lose, but I think losing has brought me to here today. It's the only reason I am who I am, is because of my losses. Some of them are extremely painful, but I wouldn't take any of them away, because every time I lose, it takes a really long time for me to lose again, because I learned so much from it. And I think I encourage, like, everyone that I talk to, I'm like, listen, if you lose or if something happens, not in sports, in business or in school, learn from it. Don't live in the past, live in the present, and don't make the same mistakes in the future. And that's something that I always try to live by.
You gotta be willing to fail. If you can't fail, what I learned in the gym is you gotta go out there and fail. You gotta go out there and fall down. Most people who have won big have failed big. Okay? You know, see, even you know. And what I promised myself as a little boy, I said, I can never leave the gym knowing I have 5% left. And 5% is magic.
Finish what you start, because you said you would. There's nothing that comes out of quitting. You owe it to yourself. The harder it gets, the closer you are. Walk the talk. If you said you would, you have to. Because it isn't about what you do. It's about who you are.
The dumb shit I've done, or the bad mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and fucking up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done, or wish you didn't do, or wish you did better. Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a fucking loser. Like, that just teaches you. It teaches you to get your shit together.
I'd have never met a successful person in my life who learned anything when things went well. They learned every lesson they needed to learn that helped them achieve when things went horribly wrong. And the most successful people in the world, every single one of them, hit zero or came damn close to it. Almost every single one. like genuinely try and help somebody get through the stuck. And the easiest way to do that, it's also very hard, is to make it known that you're struggling, not so that someone will help you. It's just to create a space that somebody will say, me too. Because everybody's lying, hiding, and faking, right? So we don't know which of our friends. Like, it's the single biggest lesson I learned in my career. When I was young in my career, I was pretending that I was more in control, more successful, happier than I felt. Never needed help. I was good. I had all the answers. And if I didn't have the answers, I definitely pretended that I did. Nobody helped me. Why? I didn't ask for it, didn't need it. And I was projecting that I got it all under control. Until I got to the point where I was struggling so much that I gave up and had to admit it because I didn't have any other choice. And the minute somebody said, how are you? I'd be like, it's been a rough month. If I'm honest, it turns out I was surrounded by people who wanted to help me.
To get rid of fear. Like fear can be, at your age, fear is can be a motivator. It can make you hungry. You know, you want to be significant. You want to do things. You're not sure if you can pull them off. Mm-hmm. So it can be an engine to motivate you and make you work hard. But at a certain point, though, fear can hold you back.
You have to lose your fear of failure. Failure is a part of the process. People who never fail, never try. You have to fail. You got to get it wrong to get it right. You learn nothing from winning. You only learn from your failures.
I've missed more than 9,000 shots in my career. I've lost almost 300 games. 26 times I've been trusted to take the game-winning shot and missed. I've failed over and over and over again in my life. And that is why I succeed.
One day you'll wake up and realize the potential you had, knowing you've chosen comfort over effort. And you'll realize there's no one to blame but yourself. As long as you're breathing, you have the opportunity to change it around. The only pain worse than failure is in the regret of never trying.
Don't ever be ashamed of anything you've done in your life. Face it, fix it, make it better. Build belief, build confidence to the point where nothing can hurt you because you know exactly who you are. You've faced your demons. You were able to hear all your past traumas. You're able to fucking say, okay, I'm no longer embarrassed. I'm no longer ashamed. Being ashamed is one of the biggest things that kill people nowadays.
You have to make mistakes to learn, but our schools punish you for making mistakes. And then they also punish you for asking for help because that's called cheating. I call it cooperation.
Yeah.
So that everything is opposite from school. You know, entrepreneurs are not going to make good employees.
Be the person who still tries. After failure, after frustration, after disappointment, be the person who musters up the courage to believe that a new attempt can bring a new outcome. Not because the odds are in your favor, but because you refuse to let it define your future.
If the decision you make doesn't turn out to be the right decision,
I move on.
How do you move on?
By not overjudging myself. Because if I'm right, I'm right. And if I'm wrong, who gives a fuck? When you make decisions and you don't dwell, the net outpaces. You're trying to be 3-for-3. You want to be 3-0. 3 right decisions, no wrong decisions. I'm trying to be 118-92. Everybody's looking for perfection because perfection is a disguise of insecurity. As long as you're not dead or out of business, no mistake is a big deal.
I didn't fail, I fell. And as long as I get up, I win.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is.
Failure is part of the formula for success. So you learn, you make mistakes, you get better, you make more advanced mistakes, and then you get better.
You have to hit rock bottom. That's the way up.
As long as you get up, you win. But winning isn't getting up. So many people think they failed. They didn't fail.
They stopped.
You stopped.
The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never failed. There's no glory in that.
Fail as much as humanly possible.
Don't be afraid of failing, because there's nothing wrong with failing. You have to fail in order to climb that ladder.
be the person who still tries after failure, after frustration, after disappointment. Be the person who musters up the courage to believe that a new attempt can bring a new outcome. Not because the odds are in your favor, but because you refuse to let it define your future.
That's why losing in life is so important.
And you might have 9 failures. I felt my first 9 businesses didn't really amount to anything. 9.
As in, the first one, I spent time on it, it failed. Second one, this one will be different. Spent time on it, failed.
Third one, this is the one. And then 7, 6 more after that, right? I'm just painting this picture because, like, it's painful as shit because the whole time everyone is telling you, I told you so, and they're right today.
But not forever.
Loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better.
And you're going to fail, 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 and then you're going to win.
It's never too late. If you're alive, you can get better. If you're alive right now, you can improve your condition. You can improve your situation. And it starts with improving the way you think. I always tell people that about working out. Like, fuck your motivation. Fuck your motivation. You need discipline. Because motivation's not there every day. Because when you're not doing anything, you feel like shit. And that's just a part of being a human being. If you don't respect the mechanism of happiness and fulfillment and what you really need to do in order to feel satisfied in life, you gotta look at things objectively and you gotta be brutally honest with yourself. And the more you bullshit yourself, the more it's going to be difficult. Those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better. But there's been many, many people that have just put their foot down and said, enough, I'm going to change my life. And they don't take any excuses, and they feel way, way better.
You will fail at some point in your life. Accept it. You will lose.
It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful.
Failure gives you 2 choices. You stay down or you get up.
It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward.
You can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you.
And no matter what happens to you, it ain't over. It ain't over. Ain't no such a thing as over.
Always keep going. Always. And I've come to find out is that, you know, no matter what happens, the storm eventually ends. And when the storm does end, you want to make sure that you're ready.
There's no such thing as failure, because you can learn from everything and you can make sure that those mistakes don't happen again in the future, and you will become a better person. You know, nobody goes through life being perfect. It's impossible. And people get so caught up on, you know, negative thoughts, and that all, if you think about it, what does it achieve? It doesn't help you, so why do it? What you need to do is calm down, look at the situation. Okay, this is where I made the mistake. How do I stop myself from making that same mistake again? And if you can learn from that, you turn your failure into a success.
There's nothing in this life that will destroy you faster than you being unable to forgive yourself for your wrongdoings. The you that was you yesterday is not the you that is you today. Today's a new day. Today's a new you. And so do not destroy yourself over a man that no longer exists. All right? You got to move on. You got to move on.
See, when you make a mistake, just get up and go again. What you tripping for? I made public mistakes, man. Let me tell you something, man. When I Miss Universe,
I have to apologize.
I took that myself. You know how many people wrote me off? You know how many letters I got from TV execs? We're proud of you for doing the right thing, but oh my God. Oh my God, a horrible mistake. I hope you're gonna be okay. You hope I'm gonna be, what, my career over cause of that? People wrote me off. You know what, I just got up. I got up, I kept coming to work. I'm back. I just kept coming. I kept showing up. Because eventually, well, what you gonna do?
The time has come.
You know, my father used to always tell me something. You're gonna either get over it or die mad. You got two choices. You can get past it or you can die mad. Now, if you want to die mad, carry your ass off and just die mad. But God forgave me, so I got up and I kept going.
The man who never fell has no glory. The man who fell and got back up, that's where his glory is. The man who fell 20 times and got up 21 times, that man has even greater glory.
Wow.
That man has more courage, way more courage than the guy who was so strong from birth that he never fell. There's no glory in that.
All of us have made some mistakes in life. All of us have done some things that if we had them to do over again, we wouldn't do it again. A lot of things that if I had it to do over again, if I knew then what I know now, I would have done it differently. Well, it didn't happen that way. And that's what you call life. I didn't do it like that. Oh, you don't want me to live that down? You want to keep on putting that in my face about what I did? Guess what? I'm not interested. That's what I did then. Won't do it today, so you are picking on an innocent man.
Failure is a wonderful teacher. It's the only way to learn. You have to fail. Failure is a part of the process to becoming successful. I tell people this all the time. Michael Jordan, the greatest basketball player in the world, he took 946 game-winning shots. 946 times since he was in high school, the ball has been in his hand to take the game-winning shot with no time on the clock. He has only made 146 of those. He has missed over 700 times, but he has made 146. So guess what? When you get through failing, 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 all you got to do is make one. All you got to do is make one.
The truth is, being successful is hard, and you won't necessarily succeed at everything the first time you try. Some of the most successful people in the world are the ones who've had the most failures. J.K. Rowling, who wrote Harry Potter. Her first Harry Potter book was rejected 12 times before it was finally published. Michael Jordan was cut from his high school basketball team. He lost hundreds of games and missed thousands of shots during his career. But he once said, "I have failed over and over and over again in my life, and that's why I succeed." These people succeeded because they understood that you can't let your failures define you. You have to let your failures teach you. You have to let them show you what to do differently the next time. But whatever you resolve to do, I want you to commit to it. I want you to really work at it.
Failure is 100% necessary for greatness. To achieve greatness, to have that success, you've got to fail as many times as possible. So don't shy away from it. Don't take it as a negative. Every single successful person who's achieved great things, whether it's climbing Mount Everest, whether it's getting to the top of a company, whether it's being the best athlete possible, they've all failed more times than they'll be able to remember. That's how they become great. No one's been great from the get-go and then just been great. That's except for Superman, because he was just born great. Just know that that is a part of the journey. Whatever failures you have are only going to make you stronger.
No good story happens from things going right. My granddad always said this. The greatest gifts in life are not in the plans. They're in the detours. There is no way I could plan my way to being on the stage. I have failed a lot more and a lot longer than I have succeeded. I didn't originally get the role in Top Gun that I auditioned for, and it's worked out better than I could have ever even imagined. So if you want your life to be a great story, like a great movie, if you want it filled with adventure, comedy, romance, action, thrills, when you go out there and things inevitably don't go according to plan, just remember, that's when your movie's plot is just getting interesting. That's when your protagonist is being tested. That's when the writers are working overtime to give the audience some nail-biting drama. Enjoy things not going according to plan. If you knew the ending, it would be worth a watch. No good story happens from things going right.
Don't worry about making mistakes. Mistakes happen to everybody.
Everybody makes a mistake. You're not special because you make a mistake. There's no big deal to making a mistake. It's all in the recovery. It's all in the recovery. Most people don't recover from a mistake. If you want to differentiate yourself, get the blessing of the lesson. Get up and move on.
How are you gonna feel, man, when you accomplish this goal coming from that shit?
Failure is the most readily available option at all times, but it's a choice. You can choose to fail, you can choose to succeed.
It's not okay for you to be weak loser. It's not okay. And the reason it's not okay is because you could be way more than that.
Failure gives you two choices. You stay down or you get up.
The mama mentality simply means trying to be the best version of yourself.
You should be a monster, an absolute monster, and then you should learn how to control it.
A lot of people start from a good starting point and a good foundation. What if you can surpass all these motherfuckers?
Your time's gonna come, but you cannot give up.
If you pick that thing that you love, talking about you really love, it's inevitable for you not to be successful.
That's why losing in life is so important, whether it's getting dumped, getting fired, losing a game, loss, those feelings where things didn't work out your way, that's important because it lets you know this is the bad feeling that comes when it goes wrong and you improve, and then it makes the good feelings of victory all the better.
To succeed, you must fail. In failure and in suffering, all the answers are in there. All the answers to all the test questions, the test is your life. All the answers are in there. You don't have to live in suffering and pain and failure all the time. You have to learn, I need to visit it. Visit suffering 1 hour a day. Visit your past failures 1 hour a day. The relationship with it is the answers are in there.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying. I'll say it again. If you don't fail, you're not even trying. My wife told me this great expression. To get something you never had, you have to do something you never did.
I'm always saying to myself, I'm a fighter for life. We rolled the dice at success and we came up short, and we roll it again in it. You know what I mean? We keep rolling the dice.
Do you know what it is? Should I ever tell you something? With boxing. In boxing, when you win, for me, I don't feel like euphoria. I don't feel fulfilled. It's just on to the next. When I lose, that's when I feel it more.
You know what it is? At some point, we all lose. Do I beat the South African? Yes, I think I beat him. I think I knock him out. I think I beat him with Dave Water. But at some point, we all lose, you know?
When you win, it's like, well done. Who are you fighting next? Hugovic? When do you want to get out? When are you doing next? Like, do you know what I mean? When you lose, if I would have been sitting here today on the losing end, this will be a massive interview. It'll be bigger, innit? If I would have lost.
But again, you know, like, we all defend belts. I'm a champion. There's going to be a champion after me. There's been champions before me.
For me, losing just is the worst feeling in life at anything, whether it's cars, golf, basketball, whatever it is.
I hate losing. I mean, it's not even a question. But I have to respect losing because losing is a part of winning.
Yeah.
You know, you never just, you know, win. You got to lose to win. Where you would look at, how can I do things different? How can I change? How can I make this team better? And that's the thing about a team, and you know this too, is that before you can look at someone else, you got to look at yourself in the mirror, because that's how things get started, and you got to be willing to change.
The scars make the man. Every day I wake up, I say to myself, you have two options right now. Keep dreaming with your dreams or wake up and make it reality, and I choose the second option always. For me, there is no one in front of me. I'm the number one. If you're good at striking, I'm gonna take you down. If you're good at wrestling, I'm gonna knock you out. You're screwed everywhere.
Successful people, this is kind of similar to what you were talking about. Bad things don't come in threes. Successful people see opportunity in every failure. Normal people see failure in every opportunity. Both are right. Only one gets rich.
Well, you used to fit right here. I'd hold you up and say to your mother, this kid's gonna be the best kid in the world. This kid's gonna be somebody better than anybody ever knew. Then the time come for you to be your own man and take on the world, and you did. But somewhere along the line, you changed. You stopped being you. You let people stick a finger in your face and tell you you're no good. And when things got hard, you started looking for something to blame, like a big shadow.
It doesn't matter about what happens to you. What matters is, what are you going to do about it?
If I can take it, I can make it. My brother Pete used to say that. He used to think that I could do anything. He used to think that I was better than I am.
Who says you're not?
You cannot wish for a strong character and an easy life. Each is the price of the other.
What's one of the most tough things that I've learned over time is that almost all, like, truly exceptional and mentally strong people have been through hell.
You know how. Stop waiting for life to be easy.
There's no excuses. There's no breaks. There's no days off. It doesn't happen.
If you want it, you gotta go get it.
It's your dream. If you want it to happen, get your butt up and make it happen. If you want it to happen, rise and grind.
I wish no reward.
That you can't just wait for things to get perfect. You just go out and do stuff.
Because this is my time. This is my moment. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. Ain't no such thing as tomorrow. We only got today.
Stop complaining about your current situation without putting in the effort to change it.
If you didn't withdraw in fear from everything that life threw at you, who could you become?
Life isn't fair. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. All my situations were on me now. It's solely on me.
Stop hoping for some.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Ready to save you. You don't need another person lying to you. Things don't all add up. But you're resilient. Face some hard facts, and you could have an incredible life.
And for many of you, this is your chance. This is your shot. This is your moment. This is your time. This is your opportunity. This is your place.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, and maybe not the next month. But only one thing is true. I will be champion one day. I promise. I promise.
By the way, limitations, motherfucker. Limitations are somebody without belief. And excuses are created because someone needs them.
17 years ago, I got sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Necessity, in my opinion, is not the mother of invention. Refusing to accept things the way that they are is the mother of invention.
The world has a strange way of stepping aside when somebody says, I'll do it or die.
Instead of complaining, start doing.
All of you, I know you got him. I know you got him picked, but the man's in trouble. I'm going to show you how great I am.
You don't start things and not finish them. You don't quit. There's nothing that comes out of quitting besides knowing that you didn't finish. We finish everything. You start it, finish it. If you're going to do it to try and be the best.
You ain't no boy no more. This ain't no bass. This ain't no, I want to go party. Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get to work.
It's dangerous out there. It's like, yeah, no kidding. It's more dangerous here if you stay with me.
Get back to work. It's time to get back to work.
Like, if you're feeling any angst, it's because you don't love the process more than the results. You're thinking about $10,000 a month in AdSense instead of loving the dirt.
And a man provides.
But if you want to be part of that 1%, which I know all of you want to be, I'm sorry to say, you got to throw that balance in the wind. The only way you can do it is if you go all the way in.
I want you to spend all your energy on overcoming your weaknesses, because behind every weakness you overcome is another level of success.
No excuses is f***ing everything. You eliminate that, everything changes. You embrace accountability, and it's game over.
There is no magic bill. There is no magic out there. You cannot get around. You have to work and work and work.
You don't hate yourself. You don't think you suck. You're not the imposter. You're not insecure. Somebody taught you that.
When you start to build yourself up, and start to have the one thing that we don't have is confidence.
Yep.
Real, authentic confidence from hard work. Everything else going away.
But there's one common denominator in their failure. And after 160 of them, I truly believe that I found a common denominator of failure.
What's that?
It's so simple. Excuses. And let me share what I mean. Let's say you were failing at something. If you wake up tomorrow morning and blame the government, the environment, the weather, you know, Joe Blow, if you blame anything or anyone else, you have no reason to change.
People who have the mental resiliency and the courage to face failure, that you will fail your way to greatness.
I got tired of losing. And I said, when is it going to be my turn? And he said, it's been your turn. I hate when you got to walk to the back, son. I hate when you can't get the car you wanted. I hate it as much as you hate it. But the problem is, I want it more than you want it.
And that's how you do it. You go and get after it. You don't make any excuses. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your together, reading a book, meditating, something. F***ing something.
Success is not measured on the days when the sun shines. Success is measured on the dark, stormy, cloudy days. And if you can't absorb failure, you're never going to meet success. There's going to be bad days. There's going to be dark days, but you got to embrace it, because that pain is what makes you stronger.
Do you think Elon Musk has work-life balance? No. Do you think Steve Jobs, when he was alive, had work-life balance? No. Do you think Bill Gates? No. Henry Ford? No. Original Heineken? No. So if none of those people that created the wealth of the world had work-life balance, why do you think you're going to have it? Why? Because you deserve it? I don't think so. You deserve what you get in life by working hard.
That most people allow their fear of failure, 80%, to outweigh their desire to succeed. When you're willing to fail again and again and again, when you make up your mind to become unstoppable, when you make up your mind to become a no matter what person, then that will then give birth to a part of yourself that you don't know right now.
People say you can't do that. You can do anything. We are God's highest form of creation. There is nothing on the planet that will equal us.
You don't start because you don't realize yet that the fruit of everything good in life begins with a challenge. There's nothing easy in life, worthwhile in life. Everything is uphill that's worthwhile. And it's not going to come to you, and it's not going to fall in your lap, and it's not going to be something that, oh my gosh, it just was so simple. It's always going to be difficult.
But guarantee this, I'll be back better than ever. Ha ha! F*** you! Stay hard!
That the world belongs to those who can continue to work without seeing the result of their work. Continue to do without seeing the result of their doing. And it's really the person who can do that for the longest period of time. And that's usually because they're still getting leading indicators. It's just that it's amounting to a much bigger mountain. And so, like, if you want to do big shit, it takes a way longer period of time, because the easy shit, the little hills, everyone conquers really quickly.
One simple fact. If you don't protect what belongs to you, then sooner or later, it belongs to someone else. That goes for your land, your wallet, your home, your country, everything. It is your job as a man to protect it. The story of the whole goddamn world, and ain't nothing changing it.
You still got work to do.
Stay on that basketball court. Stay on that football field. It's grind season, homie.
Every bad thing that has ever happened to you is your fault. Now, I use the word fault to shake people up that you are never, ever, ever, ever a victim unless you choose to be. Everything in your life will change. You're always in control.
Every failed experiment is one step closer to success. Fall forward. This is what I mean. Reggie Jackson struck out 2,600 times in his career, the most in the history of baseball. But you don't hear about the strikeouts. People remember the home runs. Fall forward. Thomas Edison conducted 1,000 failed experiments. Did you know that? I didn't know that. Because the 1,001st was the light bulb.
Play to win. Don't play to avoid loss. Because the things you fear, the things that's going to happen to you. Set that target on something positive. Work for it. Expect it. The will to win is nothing without the will to prepare to win. See, everybody wants to win, but are you willing to prepare to win?
Thinking, overthinking, and when you overthink, usually you don't go to the positive.
For 10 years, I heard every person I know making fun of me. I heard every person I know telling me that I was wasting my time. I know when I tell them what we're gonna do, and by the way, we've done it by now, laugh in my face. And I'm sure you guys can relate to that.
How'd you become that guy?
You know what? I grew up not that guy.
Yeah.
So a lot of people put a title on me. They see me now as the guy that, with his shirt off, who can do 4,030 pull-ups in 17 hours, who can run 205 miles in 39 hours, who can do all this crazy shit. But what they don't understand is they don't understand the journey that it took me to get to this point. What got me to this point was I was just the opposite of what I am today. I was that guy who ran away from absolutely everything that I got in front of me. But not many people knew that. I had two people. The real me was like this. I had two options: to either be that 300-pound guy who sprayed for cockroaches and made $1,000 a month, and at 24 years old, knowing when I'm 50 years old, I can reflect on this and think about what guy I never became, or I can totally just sack it up and fail and fail and fail until I succeed.
You gotta live intentionally. You've got to exceed expectations, and you've got to be consistent. If you can do those three things, you will lead yourself very well.
Instead of the path of, you know, least resistance, I started choosing the path of most resistance to prepare myself for the journey that was coming my way. And you realize through hard work, you can outwork anybody. Mm. But that's the part people don't want to dive into.
I will. Benjamin Disraeli once said, nothing can resist a human will that will stake even its existence on the extent of its purpose. Shortly put, I'll do it or die. See, that's powerful.
Sometimes you have to let other people's dreams for your life die for yours to live. And for me, it was like when I continued to every day not want to wake up, that was my wake up call. Where I was like, either I continue to live this way and not want to be alive, or I just risk the fact that I'll die to everybody else.
It's easier to go from failure to success than it is from excuses to success.
So anytime I was in the gym, I was happy. You know, whatever's going on in my life, good or bad, I go to the gym, I exercise, and that for me is, exercise is the best form of medication. I always felt happy after a workout or after training, and she obviously saw that. So when I was stopped training, I was hanging around with the wrong people or whatever, you know, I wasn't as happy as I would be. So she wanted me back in the gym and back training and back doing what I loved.
We ask audiences to identify the qualities of success. Uh-huh. They generally come out with about 25 of them, and we identify them or ask them then to say to us, tell us which of these are attitudes and which are skills. Uh-huh. Out of 25, 20 of them are always attitudes.
I'm just thinking how funny it is where I'm going to be tomorrow morning and my competition still drinking down their fears and their, you know, trying to escape their current reality, you know, Friday night party. so they can go out there and party it up and everything else to find some relief to the stressful life they live in. That's a bull temporary relief. I'm working tonight for a permanent relief. That's why I laugh. I laugh at how much further I'm getting ahead of it.
To be at the point of your life where you don't care about being judged, you can be in a room of a million people and they all hate you, and you walk in and you go like this. Because not because you're angry at them, because you know yourself inside and out, and you know that you've put yourself through hell to be where you're at today. You've walked the walk, you've talked the talk, and you've walked the walk.
Don't let fear stop you. Make up your mind you're going to step out and do it. Stop and think of the number of people that are in jobs that they don't like and they're afraid to leave. This is a terrible way to live, and it's not necessary. And when we step out and do something, we gain an awareness, we develop an understanding. And like that, the fear is gone. Make up your mind that fear is not going to stop you from doing the thing you really want to do.
Coming here at night, and you know, I don't know what it is about it, man, but like, man, it's just the air smells a little bit better right now. You know, when you say you're gonna do something and then you follow through and you do it, not at the end when you cross the marathon, you finish it, or your hands raised. I'm talking about right now, the small steps in between the big successes that everyone sees. No one sees this.
That's right, you gotta have your dreams. But let me tell you something, folks. Be careful about your dreams. Be very careful. Because you see, when you dream those dreams, when you write them down, when you put a date on it, when you list the obstacles which you have to overcome in order to get there, when you identify the people, the groups, and the organizations you need to work with in order to get there, when you spell out what you've got to know in order to reach your objectives, when you devise that plan of action, that game plan to get there, and when you write it down, what's in it for me? When you do all of those things, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be reaching some of those objectives. I can honestly look you in the eye and say that virtually every major objective I've ever set in my life has been reached. And I honestly believe that the rest of them will be reached.
That's right, guys. Fall down, man. That's a good thing. See, the thing is, most people don't go hard enough to fall down. They don't go that far. It's too hard for them. They're not willing to pay the payment of pain today. It's too much for them, so they don't pay it.
Will, there's certain people that grow up with a tremendous hunger. When you grow up comfortably and in peace and happiness and all those things, that will produce a very balanced person, a good person, but it will not create the will and the determination and the hunger that you need to be the best in the world.
I'm alone, and look at me. There's nobody around me. Nobody likes me, man. It is what it is. Sometimes in life, people are not going to be around you to motivate you. They're not going to be around you to push you, to celebrate you, to applaud you. You got to do it on your own.
Attitude goes a long way. So again, going back to this guy here, Chadwick Boseman, rest in peace, passes away. 4 years has colon cancer, no one knows about it. He goes to the doctor. That means that this doesn't mean he's not taking care of his body. He's going to the doctor, but he doesn't advertise his pain. Sometimes it's just good not to advertise your pain. Sometimes it's good to not just tell the whole world what you're going through. I'm not telling you don't talk about it with a group of people. I'm not telling you have some private conversations with certain people. I do believe in the ability to have some kind of a form of a release. But the way people are doing it right now, posting everything on Instagram, all this other stuff, what's the point behind it? You need attention? Is that what you need? It's not necessarily mental toughness. Mental toughness people are not looking for attention. Mental toughness people are trying to get results.
It's 2 a.m. right now. No one here. Mono to mono, me and you, and where we want to go tomorrow.
2 a.m., not a f***ing person's here. I can scream my f***ing ass off. No one hears me. I can cry. I can shit myself. I can put an honest day's work in here that more than anyone does in a week. And no one sees it. Because it's supposed to be that way. Not run by the clock. Run by our desire where we want to go tomorrow. Our competition's f***ing asleep right now. We're getting ahead of that competition.
Who walked the walk. And if you are someone who's ambitious, and this is me just talking specifically to you, because there's only a few people who are watching this who really are, and you'll know that if it's you. You have to get used to being alone, because there are seasons where you'll basically transition from one group of friends into another. And it's not even a group of friends. You'll usually transition from a group of friends into no friends. And then you'll find one or two people who are at a new level. And then sometimes those people introduce you to some of their friends. And if you keep walking and you keep outpacing, then that group will then start retiring past you. And then maybe one person stays with you, maybe no one does, and you'll have another lonely period. I'm saying this because I used to think that there was something wrong with me, when in reality, I just didn't understand what the nature of being exceptional meant. And so I'm saying this purely from a definitional perspective. To be exceptional means that you are the exception. It means that you are not normal. And so it's normal for normal people to find you abnormal if you do things that are not normal. Don't let people who have mediocre goals deter you from taking actions that make you great, because it makes you different.
I just was someone who was like in a fucked up situation, but you could channel all that energy that you have as a young person into something and get better at it. So I went from being someone who was incredibly insecure and basically a failure to someone who was really successful, and that gave me immense confidence and also a real understanding of the direct correlation between hard work and success.
The one thing that made me who I am today is being vulnerable. It's breaking myself down to the absolute rock bottom and being able to tell people who I am. And that's how I fixed it, literally. You know, life created this person, me. Life created me to be this person that I was back in the day. And I had to realize, man, that's okay, man. It's not my fault. Now I gotta go back and fix this shit.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go back to where this shit started, wherever that place is for everybody, and have the courage to go back there and start fixing what broke you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I was like, hey, I'm gonna go back and fix this though.
You gotta be honest with yourself.
100%.
About where you're at.
I don't believe in talent. I'm here because I worked hard my whole life. Without that work, no one in this room would know who I am except my family. So to all around the world watching, paying attention, and aspiring to be like one of us, or even on the stage someday, put the work in and watch the magical ride you go on.
Your best work has to come when you're least motivated. I had to stop thinking normal. I had to stop thinking normal. I can no longer be a common man walking around doing common things. But no one taught me this stuff. It wasn't like I had, you know, I paid a trainer to come train me. Jenny Craig didn't come down and miracle my ass. None of this happened. It was on me. And that's what you have to realize. Everything you do, you may have some support, you may not, but it's on you. You have to make the decision whether you want to be a badass or whether you just want to be mediocre and everything's okay.
But those days, you realize that you didn't win a championship on that day, on that night. You won a championship that day when you got up, when you had two games or four games in 5 nights. You went up, you went to practice every single day. That's when you became a champion. Repeating those boring old habits every single day, performing your craft.
I always say this, the most driven individuals, they live a life for many years and certain times without balance. Everybody strives for balance, balance, balance. And in order to be that obsessed with something over and over again, you can't be the best at something and try to balance everything else around your life. There is going to be times where things are going to be out of balance. It just is.
I hate any entrepreneur that is like, you know, sad. like, you know what I mean? Like, it's always hard. Like, it's always gonna be hard. It's hard when it's a bubble because everything's $150,000 for a $40,000 worker, right? It's hard when it blows because there's no money and nobody's buying and nobody's believing. It's always hard.
There's a difference between something missing and am I satisfied?
Yeah.
Right? Because I'm not satisfied. I mean, I always want to go. Like, I never get done with the end of the day and go, cool, mission accomplished. Like, yeah, it's like job, yeah. Close.
Mental toughness isn't something that you sample. It's something that you live in every day. So when something hard would happen to these kids, like in Hell Week, it would draw on something that made them very insecure, and they look for comfort. Whenever hardness comes, and you don't know what it is, it may be different for you than it is for me, but you go back to your insecurities. And then when you go back to your insecurities, you then look for comfort within those insecurities. And we all look for that cookie that your mom used to give you
right.
when you were sad,
yeah.
when you were sick. We look for our wife or our husband. We look for comfort. It's in those moments you must retrain your mind to think differently in hell.
Dude, wow. Achilles were like the kiss of death.
Yes.
Athletes. Like,
yes.
I don't know. If I can do this, I don't know. It's a surgery that has to take place. The surgery has to go well, right? And then just, it's a tendon. I'm not dealing with anything that's muscular or things that I can control. I can't control a tendon. I don't know if I want to do it.
Got it.
Miss, it's a long, long
yes.
process. But like, when I went in the trainer's room, my kids are in there. And, you know, they're looking at you and stuff. And I'm looking at them and I'm like, you know, it's all right. Dad's going to be all right.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fine. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. As a parent, you got to set the example. You got to set the example. This is another obstacle. This obstacle cannot define me. It's not going to cripple me. It's not going to be responsible for me stepping away for the game that I love. I'm going to step away on my own terms. And that's when a decision was made that, you know what? I'm doing it. Doing it.
Perception of a imagined future event. And the key part is imagined future event. We think and we feel like intellectual fears feel like primal fears in our body, which is there's danger. I shouldn't go and do this. And so it's like, I have this fear of failure. There's danger. I shouldn't go and try to create the life that I want. I shouldn't try to manifest the life that I want. When you look at a fear that is an intellectual fear and you say, okay, now that I've identified it, how to overcome it? The key to it is you can't overcome something that doesn't exist. You are creating in your mind the boogeyman, and all day you are fighting the boogeyman. I was in so much fear that I was about to give up my entire passion and everything that I felt like I was born to do because I just wanted to go back to what was safe. And I think everybody feels it. And it's like, when you feel fear, we're always like, what's a hack? The only hack is you're gonna have to get yourself to a point where you're like, I have to do this or else I'm not going to be able to create the life that I really truly want.
Don't sweat the small stuff. The one percenters, the 0.01, they sweat every single detail. Because the one thing they let slip, somebody is going to use that to their advantage. Somebody is going to make a big deal out of it, and they're gonna feel like they left something out. You know, everyone says, don't worry about the things that you can't control. Well, these individuals, they want to control everything they can control so the uncontrollable becomes more manageable to them. So if they pay attention to every single detail obsessively over and over and over again, then when the uncontrollable happens, they can have a better chance of controlling it.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.